Hillary opened my eyes to a whole new world of public service by private citizens. In the summer of 1972, she went to Dothan, Alabama, to visit one of those segregated academies that then enrolled over 500,000 white kids in the South. Only way the economics worked is that they claimed federal tax exemptions to which they were not legally entitled. She got sent to prove they weren't. So she sauntered into one of these academies all by herself, pretending to be a housewife that had just moved to town and needed to find a school for her son. And they exchanged pleasantries, and finally she said, "Look, let's just get to the bottom line here. If I enroll my son in this school, will he be in a segregated school, yes or no?" And the guy said, "Absolutely," she had him. I've seen it 1,000 times since. And she went back, and her encounter was part of a report that gave Marion Wright Edelman the ammunition she needed to keep working to force the Nixon administration to take those tax exemptions away and give our kids access to an equal education. Then, she went down to South Texas, where she met one of the nicest fellows I ever met, the wonderful union leader Franklin Garcia, and he helped her register Mexican-American voters. I think some of them are still around to vote for her in 2016. And then, in our last year in law school, Hillary kept up this work. She went to South Carolina to see why so many young African-American boys, I mean young teenagers, were being jailed for years with adults in men's prisons. And she filed a report on that, which led to some changes too. Always making things better.